所以我跟你是，我是先认识你爸爸，所以在机缘巧合之下才认识你嘛。
哇，现在回想起来也是
很久，
五年前的事，
肯定有五年呀、啊。对，
五年前的事，那个时候你在 Liquid Room 真的是做得很不错嘛。我也是觉得 ，Hey, this guy could do this forever. You just bring your records,
yeah.
to the club, and then you just play every Saturday for 4 hours, and you.I mean, basically, you just really but, do nothing but play music.
Yeah, really serious. It was good money. It was really good money for me. Like, then after that, when Liquid Room closed and I moved on to a different club, it was banging. It was good. But then I was like, man, I know I was good at mixing music, but when the crowd go, it wasn't my music.
Yes,
it was somebody else's music,、yeah. you know. So that was kind of like, okay, maybe I should do something about it. Then I moved to Tanjong Pagar. I moved out from my dad because, you know, I was making a lot of noise at home and I'm growing older. I'm like, I think I should just give my dad a piece of mind. Just, you know, so I went out and then I moved to Tanjong Pagar. So every day when I need to eat, I got to kind of walk to Maxwell Market.So along Maxwell Market, I walked through a lot of pubs.
Yes.
You know, a lot of pubs. Chinese pubs, Filipino pubs, you know, I don't know what else is there. So every time when I walk past, I'm like, oh, this guy is playing 50 Cent. Next guy, Eminem. Oh, and I walked in, Black Eyed Peas. Lady Gaga. Wow. I'm like...Okay, and then everyone was, you know, back then everyone's like, Koflo, you're the best DJ, man. You know, you rock my world. You come in, you play. I'm like, okay. Now, when I walk past all these pubs, I was like, I'm not any different than any of the club DJ, the pub DJs in there.
And it's kind of, is it like a revelation to you?
It was a reflection moment. And then I went to Melbourne.For the first time, right, in Melbourne. I was like, and I look at the culture, I'm like, wow, DJs are only going to be respected if you learn to educate people and learn to introduce the right style of music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went back, I had a good thing about it. I'm like, wow, I'm kind of getting, I kind of lost track. And I really figure I kind of lost track. I've lost the whole scratching part of me, you know, which really, that's what got me into it. And then...Being in the club, I was just like contented to take that sum of money and go back home, you know? I'm like, okay, I think there's really something bigger than that I need to achieve. Then that's where I set out for the new album, and the quest for it wasn't easy because, you know, as I said, I was trying to backtrack myself to back into that whole scratching thing, you know? And it took me a year or two to roll back into it. But when I got back into it,A lot of DJs thought it was a crazy idea. They really just thought like, are you crazy or what? You know, like, should just be in a club, you know, spin other people's music. You get paid still, you know? I'm like, I get paid, but satisfaction wasn't there anymore. It wasn't my roots anymore, you know?
所以在那段过程然后你搬出去之后你经过很多不同的 pub, 你听到其他的其实都在玩别人的音乐。
对，
虽然你知道可能他们的 skill 可能他们不如你，但是其实你们没有什么两样。
对，没有什么两样，因为在 club 里面没有人要看我 scratch 也是啊。
对，因为你 scratch 他们就觉得，哎呀，你很潮。
对，哎，那是 R&B，I want to dance。
Yeah. 对
，So I think that was one of the really turning point, and I told myself I'm still young, you know. I struggled before. So what, even if I'm not getting paid, I'm doing a lot of freelance gig, and if I struggle right now, it doesn't make much difference to back then, right? So to me, it's like, if I succeed right now, the full satisfaction and the longevity will be much longer than being just a club DJ.
But I think it will always be part of your history that you brought the house down every Saturday. It will always be one of the most beautiful parts.
Like memory moments.
Yes, it's very nostalgic, and I think it's where you really started to, you know, get out and do your own thing. Because I remember telling you, 你要做你自己的
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
对，你不可以。一直停留在那个阶段
那
是一个很美好的回忆
yeah,
因为当然每一个星期六 you know, 每个人都来夜店然后尽管它不是你的音乐
Yeah.
但是你看到他们在舞池中这么高兴、
yeah.
对，你也要把两首歌接得好吗？
对对当然，
对对。
I mean, but that was things that I could do.
Yes.
But when I took myself out of the club, when I started doing my own shows and festivals and concerts and stuff like that, right? That's where I got picked up and play to more even bigger artists. You know, like I played for Kanye, I played for Akon during that time, and then I played for the recent one was Mariah Carey.
Yes.
And I did Youth Olympic Games. Yes. You know, so to me, it's like really wasn't that bad. You know, like I mean, I think I'm getting to that one point that I really want to reach, but maybe I need another 10 steps more. You know. Yeah. So I think it's just hard work, but it's okay. You know, no problem. I shall be. I shall be.
所以如果想要听 DJ Coldflow 演奏的话，来临的星期五11月26号，
对，9:30在 Esplanade Recital Studio。
现在还有票可以买
呀、还有，
对，买票支持 DJ Coldflow， 而且因为是、为了配合发行新专辑，所以这一次会有一个特别的演奏会，然后也会结合很多不同的乐手，对吗？
对，还有很多爵士乐手也是
啊。OK， 好，非常期待的这场演奏会，也希望、未来呢会有更多更好的发展，希望能够在国际舞台上听到你的名字。
Yeah, thank you.
然后、替我问候你爸爸，
当然，
我相信他现在应该在听节目，所以他应该是、为你感到很骄傲。
会，应该会了，他时常都会提起我。哎、
他是不要表露出来，其实内心他是感到很骄傲的。
Yeah, of course.
对对对，哎，其实他第一次来 Liquid Room， 是不是那是我带他进去？
对对对，你带他去的时候、第一次。
所以那个时候也是我说你一定要去，你怎么可以不去看你的儿子表演？他说：“哎呀，这种是、
年轻人的
，说你要知道你的孩子。”在做些什么，因为每一个星期六真的是爆满的。说是吗、是吗？说是啊，每个星期六都有很多美女的，所以我才去捧场嘛。所以他说好好，我就跟着去。我相信、我觉得 那一次他去，他真的看到、虽然你是在玩别人的音乐、但是一个唱片其实在玩别人的音乐也可以有着很不同的影响。几首歌接在一起的那个效果是很不一样的。
I mean to like, yeah, like for one person to make 700 people happy in a club every week in week out, it's quite a big deal, I think.
Yes.
今天很开心可以访问到 DJ Coflo， 看着他拿着自己的背包离开我的直播室，这个小伙子已经长大了。这段访问呢，其实真的是筹备了5年，因为打从开始一认识他就很想跟他做一段访问，但是一直都没有机会。 But all good things come to those who wait。 我喜欢 DJ Coflo， 他很踏实， very down to earth。 其实一个人的成功与否不只是在于他的能力，态度也是很重要。在这方面我相信刘先生你功不可没，下了很多苦心栽培。1003就是不一样，感谢你今天收听 Sunday 音乐思想。下个星期天同样的时间晚上10点，我会继续跟你分享好音乐。我是郑良，晚安。
Every day you should feel this way.